Thomas the Chapel and a ring you could wear. Just me, you, and Elvis saying I do. They'd call us crazy. I was crazy.
Hey, this is Tyler Hubbard. You're listening to the songs off my album, Strong. Turn. I call it a songwriter song. It's just really great lyrically, you know. And Josh Miller came in with that idea. A lot of the chorus was sort of already sussed out, and we just sort of had to put the pieces together as a group. And just a lot of fun. One of those songs that you're just really proud of. And, you know, I know it's a lot of life and a lot of love in this song, but it paints great pictures and really is just does a good job of kind of reflecting who I am and the life that makes my world go around and my wife who makes my world go around. And so, you know, I really resonate with it. And again, as a writer, one of my most proud songs on this project.
Hey, what you know about a one-light cattle town? Instead of paving the roads, they just throw gravel down. Where we turn Coffee King cash into gas and beer. The middle of nowhere, to glad you're here. The fast lane and the slow down is where you live and you learn how to turn grass into dirt, turn seas into roads, prayers into rain, turn tires on the road, dust in the clouds when the sun turns red, turn a hand-me-down Chevy to a creekside bed. Headlights burning, radios working, her sweet smile.
Strong. This is Country Hits, a VOA Center Stage featuring Tyler Hubbard, where we allow one of our favorite artists to co-host the show and give us insight into the making of their music, like this track right here from the album Strong, American Mellencamp.
It kind of plays into that back then right now a bit, you know, and the nostalgia. And that also paints a picture, you know. I can literally see driving down the road hearing it, you know, as we talk about in the first verse, and just kind of reliving that dream and what that and what those songs make you feel like. It's a Jaren Johnson special, you know. I mean, he's all over that song, and me, him, and Jordan wrote that one, and just a fun, up-tempo, four-on-the-floor rocker kind of song that's also about the small-town life, you know. It's very much a life song, and so I know there's a lot of people that can relate to that, and just another song that's going to be a lot of fun to play live.
I remember hearing Little Pink Houses on the radio in my first truck, riding two lanes of freedom. Ain't that a feeling? 16 and turning it up, passing tattered old.
B&A. Chase McGill had just flown in that morning from B&A, and hence the first line of the song. I said I wanted to write something kind of funky, something that felt like the band 1975 or something could do it, you know, and just kind of pulling from that era, if you will. And so we had that fun track. That one kind of rolled right off the tongue as well. And Chase McGill is one of those incredible songwriters where that just seems to happen a lot with him. So I love working with him, and that one was a fun one to write.
This is Center Stage featuring Tyler Hubbard on Country Hits VOA. That was BNA, which stands for Nashville's International Airport. I'm Nikki Strong, and this next song definitely feels like summer and love and good memories.
And I remember being 13, you fall in love every summer with somebody, you know? And so that's kind of where that song takes me. It's really fun to think about. And that song specifically, sonically, has a cool vibe. It makes you just, like no other song on the album, just kind of relax. It really makes you just want to go to the beach, or kind of takes you there, I'd say. Here's Summer Talk.
Every time I see a sunset, I get burning down in my heart. Wonder where you are. Every time I feel a warm breeze, I see your yellow sundress dance. Two hearts in the sand.
'73 Beetle. Just a special car that can't be replaced, and just figured I'd write a song about it, and it felt kind of like a continuation of Miss My Daddy, if you will, you know, kind of the second cousin to that song. And you know, you can imagine from the time I was 14, we spent endless hours in the garage working on that car, you know, so it's sort of my it's just a special thing that takes me back to those years and getting to spend time with him. And you know, our fingerprints are all over that thing. So it's something that I felt like was important to put on this project and to let people in a little bit more into that, you know, side of who I am and that personal story, you know, and the specialness that that car still has for me.
Well, I remember stalling out in the driveway, just learning how to work a clutch and knees out on the gas. It wasn't much to talk about, all dented up and broken down, but I was still the wide-eyed boy, just proud.
Strong is a deep word, really. You know, it's got its surface level meanings and, you know, physical strength. And but also I think it encompasses a lot of different types of strength: mental strength, emotional strength, physical strength, spiritual strength, but specifically referring to relational strength, if you will, within my marriage with me and my wife, and the kind of relationships that I want to have, being strong relationships with my kids, with my friends, with my fans, with my team. And I feel like the older I get, the more value I put in those types of relationships, you know, the relationships that are really strong and that take work to get them that way, you know, intentionality and investment and time and energy and just being real with one another. So those relationships have become super important to me and super valuable in my life. And so I think from a relational standpoint, that's the heart behind this song. And it's fun to get to reflect on my marriage through this music and through that song specifically, just getting to look back at where we've come from and what, you know, what we've done to get to where we're at and how strong we feel at this current moment. Not that we don't have work that can still be done, but it's nice to feel like you're in a place where you're really strong, and it'd take a lot to tear you apart. So that's where I'm at.
Country hits. Strong, like stealing the two of the work boots I got on, like the draw from all them good old boys back. We'll
Center Stage featuring Tyler Hubbard on Country Hits VOA Strong. That was the last song on the album Strong. But since we have a little bit more time, let's get into the story behind the number one hit, Dancing in the Country, written with Keith Urban.
I was trying to get a Keith cut. I don't know.
I feel like it wasn't really established, but it was sort of leaning in that direction. And then when we left the room, Keith did text me and say, "Hey, bro, I loved writing your next single." You know, like, as kind of like a joke, but kind of like, "Hey, bro, it should probably be your next single." And he was just about right. So I feel like I kind of had that nod, Keith's approval. But yeah, ultimately, we just wanted to write a great song. I think that was sort of the expectation setting, you know, first off. Let's just write a great song, and we'll worry about where it's going to live. Let's just write something we're all proud of.
Country. I think that's what we have done most of this hour inside Center Stage featuring Tyler Hubbard. Thank you to Tyler, Universal Music Group Nashville, for making this possible. My name is Nikki Strong, and this edition of Country Hits VOA has been brought to you by Voice of America. See you next week. Bye.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a tail light glow. Dry wood.